There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are now listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I hope everybody out there takes a close look at Alexandria Minerals. We've been chatting with them, and they've been sponsors now for a couple months, and it's a company that I think really deserves a closer look by a lot of people. Not saying to go out there and buy, but just saying that it is a company that's on our radar, and it's the reason why we're going to keep you up to date on that.
I have known Mary Vorvis for an awful long time, and I would have to say that her middle name is Credibility, and I would stack my reputation on that one. It is a very interesting company. I've known the president for probably 15 years. He was actually on our show 15 years ago when Paul and I were doing remote radio from the various conferences around North America, and take a look. Yeah, we don't want to give investment advice because we don't do that. But I have to say that they're worth just simply taking a look at. We have Michael Belkin with us right now. Michael, the U.S. dollar is killing the emerging markets right now.
That's right. I do a weekly report. My title this week is From the Penthouse to the Outhouse. And I was referring to markets like Brazil is down 20%. In the last maybe 2-3 weeks, Turkish stock market crashing. Now, that's a combination of that's in dollars. So their currencies are weakening against the dollar, and it's causing a credit contraction in those countries. So we're really on the brink of an emerging market kind of slow boil crisis. It's not everywhere, but it's definitely in Latin America, Colombia, Brazil, places like that, Turkey. And it's all related to the Chinese economy slowing down. So all these places that used to export ore and coal, iron ore and things like that to China are finding themselves in trouble. The rate for a capsize freighter, the daily lease rate, is $3,000 a day, down from $15,000 a day a year ago. So the global economy is weakening. You know, I don't know what the Fed is thinking. You know, the Fed's thinking we're going to raise rates, and because, you know, they're looking at a lagging indicator, employment, which has, you know, dubious statistics anyways from the Labor Department. But what I'm seeing in the world is a slowdown, and it's affecting corporate earnings. So this week we had a company like Intel announced that their revenues are way down. You know, they're just guiding the market down. Today, IBM's down big. So a lot of tech companies that have been relying on foreign sales are finding that those sales are not what they were supposed to be. And also that when they go back and convert back into dollars, the dollar's stronger, so they're getting less revenues and earnings. So I think that's really what should be on everybody's radar screen if you're invested in the U.S. stock market. Let me just say, the final tally on S&P 500 reported earnings in Q4 of 2014, down 14%. That's from the horse's mouth. That's from Standard & Poor's. The reported earnings, down 14% year over year in Q4, quarter over quarter, year over year. Boy, I don't think people really understand what's going on. So, That's the overall view. There's Europe, you know, they're printing money like a drunken sailor. The U.S. is not. The dollar's strengthening, and it's whacking gold. So we've been fighting the tape. Anybody that's friendly to gold, you know, we've had a pullback over the last couple months, and I have not changed my opinion on gold at all. I think gold is in the path of progress in a financial instability global environment, such as is happening in emerging markets. It's going to feed back into the major markets, and people are going to run towards safety and defensive things, and I think that will benefit gold.
Michael, continuing on this trend of stepping back and looking at a broader picture of all the markets and the currencies, we are seeing a lot of countries struggle. As you mentioned, we're seeing China slow down. We're seeing the emerging markets struggle. The U.S. is really the only one out there that seems to be doing well, but I think they're only really doing well on paper. So my question to you is this really just a general global deflationary trend that we're in right now?
I think so. you know, since 2009, the global investment theme was the China boom, right? That is why you were supposed to invest globally. Remember that? Anybody still around? You know, that was the theme. That was the investment thesis, right? You invest globally because of global growth. China's building all this stuff. They're going to buy all this stuff from emerging markets. That is kaput. It's completely shot. So we're left kind of like the coyote, you know, in the going off the cliff with his legs spinning, you know, chasing the roadrunner. And, you know, that's where the U.S. economy is to me. You know, I just think it's going to impact corporations, and you know, corporations are buying their own stock back. Like that's the major prop in the U.S. stock market. Companies buying back their own shares, you know, to the tune of billions and billions of dollars every day. It's like $2 or $3 billion buy program every day from these corporate managers who are, it's really corruption, you know, because they're using the shareholders' money. They issue themselves stock options. Then they use the shareholders' money to prop up the price of their shares. You know, when this happened in 1929 with the pools and stuff, I thought it was made illegal. But here we are doing the same kind of abuses that they had in the 1929 stock market bubble that were exposed afterwards. So I think it's all going to end in tears for the broad market. So, you know, my clients are big institutions. I'm telling them to be defensive, overweight. If they have to be long the market, be long the defensive stuff and be short tech, underweight, things like that. And if you can, you know, be out of the market, you know, wait for a buying opportunity such as we have in gold. You know, there's nothing that's down as much as gold is. Now, the XAU gold index, I have it below the level where the index came out, you know, 31, 32 years ago. You know, what else can you buy that's below the level of 32 years ago? Nothing. You know, everything else has been, you know, absolutely kited up to the sky.
You know, I got to tell you, one of the joys of having, one of the advantages, I guess is a better way to put it, of having folks like you on our show on a very regular basis is this thing is the markets right now are very, very, they're very complicated, they're very sophisticated, and the reason I say that is because a lot of people invest using the old supply-demand theorem, you know, the invisible hand of Adam Smith, et cetera, et cetera. That is simply not the way the markets are working right now, and I think if you're aware of that, you can do really well. But I got to tell you, I happen to agree with you. I think that this whole thing is eventually definitely going to end in tears, Michael, because I don't see any plausible alternative. I mean, markets are real. I mean, you can almost call them human beings in the sense that markets run things. And when you go contrary to markets, man, the end is always disaster.
Absolutely. You know, here we are, gold, you know, that's what we're all looking at is gold and gold shares. And just to give you a little, I'm looking at the gold stocks on my outperform list. I have a forecast model. And the ones on there are mostly senior names like Newmont, American Barrick, Agnico Eagle, things like that, Anglo Gold, and they are above their November December lows. Now gold is kind of, the gold price itself is kind of flirting with those levels, and silver is below actually. But what we're seeing is the stronger senior producing companies are hanging in. They're not getting blown out of the water. They're hanging in above their previous lows. And this is the fourth, we've had four rallies that have sort of aborted in, you know, gold since late 2013. You know, went up 20, 30, 40%, came all the way back down in the GDX. And I think so we're testing the lows again, and I think these things are going to come back screaming. You know, that's what I'm seeing in my forecast model. That's what I'm telling my institutional clients. Buy these things on dips.
Michael, I think your forecast model of the gold stocks is right in line with what we've kind of been predicting, too, is that the stocks that are doing well are these big, large cap, and even some mid cap producers that have managed to get their costs under control and continue to produce this metal, even at these lower prices, still at a profit. We've covered a couple of them in our recent newsletter, and they have continued to perform quite well while gold has gone through this sell-off. I think that you're on the same boat that we don't think gold's going to necessarily come screaming back, but it's also not going to pull back another 40% from where it is right now. If it did, I think a lot of us would be shocked, but I just don't see that happening. And that being said, I also don't see the stock markets going through a severe correction right around the corner, but we definitely are seeing volatility creep back in and people quicker to hit the sell button in many different areas. So it is a time, I think, to stay nimble and also just pay close attention to what the central banks are doing and look outside the U.S. borders, because that's also very, very important to realize where we are going as a general global economy. Michael, thanks for your time. We're going to be right back with some more economic discussion.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Michael Belkin is definitely one of our go-to guys when it comes to increasing our knowledge and hopefully listeners' knowledge on this show. Another go-to guy is very definitely Abby Gilbert. Abby is a technician. He is with us right now. He is really, really gaining a real fan base on this show and on other shows. Abby, let's talk first about what happened to the markets at the close yesterday. At the close yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was 17,749.44. That was down 145.78. As Corey brought out when we were chatting off mic, that was a bit of a reversal, take out the word bit, in terms of the market had been down quite a bit earlier than that. Everything else did close down, though. NASDAQ was down 21.5 points. The S&P was down 12.55. Where do you stand right now?
Well, oddly enough, yesterday we were looking for that rally, but at the close, I put out an update that told all my folks that my ideal scenario is that we're going to see a significant amount of what we had yesterday reversed. So we were looking for this downside move today. The only question in my mind at this point is how much more weakness we can possibly see early next week. We may open with a bit more weakness next week. But in my ideal scenario, I'm going to look for a rally next week, potentially completing by OPEX, you know, at the end of the week, and then another pullback potentially taking us into early April. So, and the S&P very well could get a little lower than where we are right now. My main focus now is going to be on the IWM and the Russell. To me, right now, the way, where we held this past week, the Russell is in the most bullish of all patterns that I'm following across the markets. This week, we held exactly where it should have held. And as long as the IWM makes a higher high next week relative to the last top we just made, even if we get a pullback into early April, I am going to be in uber bullish mode. So as long as we make a higher high next week and we stay below 128 on the IWM, right now we're about 122.60 is where we closed. As long as we stay below 128, I'm expecting to move back down to the region where we bottomed this week, and that'll be early April, and that'll set up a rally with my next target being 136.
Abby, one thing that's caught my eye about these conventional markets is the volatility, which has picked up a fair bit in this very short period that we have been in March right now. When we began the month, the VIX was down just above the 13-point level, and now it's above the 16-point level, just a steady rise. And that makes sense considering we have seen these triple-digit moves in the Dow on almost a day-to-day basis with some pretty big swings. Do you put any credence in volatility moving up, and where do you think it can go next week and as we progress through this month?
Well, if you remember, coming into March, I said we're probably going to be seeing volatility. I was looking for the market to be pulling back coming into March. I don't believe the end of volatility has been seen. I think we will likely, from the patterns I'm watching, we will probably have more volatility through the month of March into maybe early April. Again, I am wrong in that case if IWM is able to take out 128. As long as we stay below 127 to 128 on the IWM, I am still expecting more volatility in the month of March. April should turn out to be the beginning of the next bull run is what I'm looking for. So I still think there's going to be more volatility to be seen.
What about the currencies? How do you feel about that?
Oddly enough, I'm probably, you know, everybody's getting so bullish on the dollar and getting so bearish on the euro. I'm just almost exactly in the opposite camp. I am looking at the dollar topping very, very soon, and I'm looking for a pullback most likely to where we were back in February.
Now, Abby, that actually echoes sentiment from Gary Savage, who says that the euro is going to have to bottom here soon, eventually, and start to move up. He doesn't think that this will necessarily be a sustained trend in the currencies, though. What do you think?
No, all I'm looking for is a pullback. I've been saying for months now that I'm looking for the dollar to potentially exceed 110 on the Dixie, potentially even up as high as 120 on the Dixie. within the next 12 months or so. This run has not completed, but the parabolic segment of the run is almost completed. I'm expecting, like I said, that pullback, I'm still expecting once we top very soon back to where we were in February, I'm expecting it probably take a month or two. Then I'm expecting one more rally that could look parabolic in nature. But that's going to then set us up for that'll probably take us to maybe the 106-110 region, and from there I'm expecting an even longer consolidation as we set up to move to the 110-120 region. So I don't believe the bull market move on the dollar is done yet. The major part of the parabolic move is done.
110 to 120 is a pretty, pretty interesting forecast. What's that based on?
Fibonacci mathematics off my monthly chart.
I can't even spell Fibonacci.
Well, to be completely honest with you,
I would appreciate that.
Back in 2008, I actually called the bottom of the dollar, literally within pennies. And then we got the bottom in May of last year looking for this rally. And, wow, it has even exceeded our expectations since May. It has absolutely exceeded our expectations since last May.
Now, Avi, I think that the dollar has almost exceeded a lot of people's expectations simply because it's just been on this tear. Do you think, and we only have about a minute left here, do you think that when this correction happens, we're going to see a trickle over into the different markets, first of all being probably the precious metals get a boost from this, and even the conventional markets potentially?
Well, oddly enough, I've had this evil scenario that I've been watching in the metals that can truly hurt everybody out there. What I'm looking for, and I still, the potential is still there as we've closed today. I'm looking for a potential undercut in gold and maybe even in GDX, not necessarily in silver at this point. Silver just seems a little too strong at the moment. But what I'm looking for is the potential for GLD as well as the GDX to potentially undercut last year's low and then whipsaw right back up and begin a strong rally to get everybody bullish again, just like we saw last year.
Well, that would definitely be interesting. Avi, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs. Oh, hey, it's a sincere pleasure. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs. We're going to get his opinion, and I'll bet you know what that is, on Mrs. Clinton's recent press conference. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, we are back chatting with our friend Glenn Downs. Glenn is our go-to guy when it comes to U.S. politics, not because he feels the same way that we do, but because the guy's pretty informed. He spends all his time in the arena, so to speak. And Glenn, I guess the thing that Corey and I would like to ask you right now is we saw a rather interesting press conference this past week with Hillary Clinton. We did a daily editorial on that and received over 125 interactions. It may even be more than that by now. I don't know. I haven't checked the numbers. But the only comment that I would make, and I'd be curious to hear what Corey as a Canadian has to say, but Big Al, as a very patriotic American on the one hand, but, you know, a guy who's a bit long in the tooth and isn't really used to politics as they exist today, I would have to say that the woman's stage presence, what was staged, was excellent. I mean, doing this from the UN with the UN microphone, etc., that was excellent. That was her handlers handled that really well, in my opinion, to somebody who doesn't stop and think anyway. But I thought that her demeanor was frightening, and that's just me. And I would have to say that I hope that she doesn't get elected to be the next president on the one hand, and on the other hand, I hope she doesn't even get the damn nomination from the Democrats. But if I were a betting man, I'd say that both of those things are probably going to happen. What does Glenn Downs have to say?
Well, Big Al, you know, we've talked many times before about how we are living in something of a post-constitutional America where the rule of law is routinely disregarded more and more and more. And the public reaction to that disregard of the rule of law tends to be less and less and less, which emboldens the people that want to just, our leaders, the political class,
that want to just simply make up laws that don't exist or refuse to implement or execute on laws that do exist that they don't like. The rule of man versus the rule of law. And this whole Hillary Clinton email scandal really gets into that. You know, Mrs. Clinton was required as a matter of law by virtue of the position that she held to maintain a certain amount of secrecy relative to her communications and using these secure facilities that the State Department and others in the federal government have to communicate for a reason. Number one, that's what the law says, and number two, we don't want to have foreign powers or non-state actors getting a hold of those communications, which in fact is exactly what happened. We learned about this not from our press. We learned about it from a Romanian hacker who had gotten into Mrs. Clinton's email account, and that's how we learned this thing even existed. The other reason that you're not supposed to communicate, even if it was nominally about your daughter's wedding or whatever it is that she claims is personal, is that you can communicate personal things about yourself if you're in that kind of a position, which your enemies, the country's enemies or her enemies, could then use, intercept it over non-secure platforms and use it to compromise her, to effectively blackmail her or others like her. So there are legal and real practical reasons why you're not supposed to be doing this. But Mrs. Clinton held this staged press conference up at the United Nations. Now, not all of us get to just decide we're going to hold press conferences at the United Nations. Remember, Mrs. Clinton's a private citizen. Good luck if Al Corwin tried to do that. So that tells you something about who's helping her and what their intentions may be. But I remember over 20 years ago when Mrs. Clinton had a similar press conference after the aftermath of her cattle futures trading scandal, where she was a first lady of Arkansas and it was discovered that she had made $100,000 over 10 quick trades in cattle futures. And even though she had never done it before, had never done it since, and it just smelled, and she had a similar staged press conference where she had a setting of her choice, compliant press was around. She effectively decided which questions she would answer and not answer. And then at the end, she said, "I've dealt with it. I'm not talking about this anymore." And a willing and compliant press went along. So this page out of her playbook is one we've seen before. It worked for her before. Now the question is, will it work for her again? And that there is a sense of, it seems to me, a sense of being obligated that the Clintons have in general, and she has in particular. She seems to be piqued when people ask her very reasonable questions that get to matters of public policy, public law, and her personal behavior that directly is impacted by her public position. So will it work? And that's what we'll see, whether the general public has an outrage or the press grows any sort of outrage. And if they don't, then we're going to continue to see this continued breakdown in the rule of law, continued advance into the state of being post-constitutional America. But by the time people eventually do get outraged enough to do something about it, they may no longer have the powers as individual citizens or even as elected officials to challenge the people who are doing these extra constitutional and extra legal maneuvers. So I think the stakes on this are a little higher than just someone's emails and whether or not it helps her or hurts her in her political campaign.
Glenn, I watched this press conference tape delayed, not live, but only a couple hours after it actually happened. And the fact of the matter, what I was left with was kind of this feeling that Hillary just thinks that she is absolutely above the law. She took this very dismissive attitude to this issue of her sending emails that were intercepted and that were not sent according to the law because she was a government official. And she very much just dismiss them. I really think the power has gotten to her head in the aspect that she thinks all she needs to do is get in front of people, tell them that's just how it is, this is what happened, don't worry about it, and let's all move on from it. It really was no more than a publicity stunt, and I think she is just surrounded by media personalities right now who are driving this machine towards her getting elected as the president. So that's just my take on it. We only have about a minute left. What do you have to say to wrap this up, Glenn?
Well, she might get away with it. That's the question. She's gotten away with it before, and if in fact, all she has to do is stand up, give an obligatory show, a press conference, say the issue's dismissed with, then she continues to get a compliant press. She has voters vote for her, and she gets elected. Despite that, she would have by default haven't gotten away with it. So that's the question: is when the American people, the American electorate, will, and if they will stand up and take back the constitutional authority the Constitution gives them, not the people they're supposed to be serving them.
Well, the sad thing is here, and I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm just way out in the left field on this, but the interesting thing here is that 86% of Democrats seem to support her, Glenn, and I'm not sure the party supports her necessarily, but 86% of Democrats support her. She and her husband have weathered some very, very serious and turbulent times. You know, what with his sexual encounter in the White House, which I just thought was swell, made our country look really good. You know, alleged affairs in the past. Her situation with the cattle trading. I mean, these guys are pretty damn good politicians. Would they make leaders of America that I would be proud of? No, they actually wouldn't. But in terms of political ability, boy, these guys know the machine.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN. Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Okay, we are back talking with a very, very valuable guest who is on the show, unfortunately, not frequently enough, Chris Martinson. Chris has got a huge following out there on the internet, and he is very knowledgeable and very opinionated. Gabriel, we're gonna direct a question at Chris that you had some specific interest in, and that has to do with the new SDR special drawing rights, including seven currencies, including the yuan and the Canadian. And we're also going to talk about something that we think is very, very related to that, and it's the Chinese SWIFT alternative, which is coming this fall. Chris, where do you want to start?
Let's talk about the SWIFT alternative that's coming up.
Fair enough.
You know, for people who are not familiar, the SWIFT network is the way that banks settle their exchanges with each other. So it's a way of connecting banks. It was put in place a long time ago. And if you want to be part of the banking community, you need to have a way for banks to talk to each other, settle their accounts. And that's all been run out of one Western shop. There's just one place to play. That's the SWIFT network. And both Russia and China have been actively seeking to de-dollarize, get away from the handcuffs that come with having to play strictly within a U.S. and Western-controlled banking system. And one of the biggest pieces of that is allowing your banks to communicate with each other and settle transactions across a network. That's what they're setting up, and they're setting up an alternative to the SWIFT network. It's a really, really big deal because it means that the banks in the world are no longer unified by a single mechanism anymore, that they can play on slightly different terms and set their own terms. So it's actually a pretty big piece of news.
Chris, essentially here, what this speaks to me is that they're moving away from the reserve currency being the U.S. dollar. But that's not necessarily the case in the sense where it would be a whole new reserve currency. It could just be a different method and way of transacting in different currencies to maybe allow for multiple reserve currencies in a sense.
Well, already that's the case. The U.S. dollar is not the only reserve currency. It's about 62%, somewhere in that zone. The remaining balance, other central banks are holding other currencies. And the reason you hold other currencies is that you're Germany, you know, everything's denominated in euros, and you do business by selling your vehicles, say. You sell them to Russia, you sell them to Iran, you sell them to Saudi Arabia, you sell them all over the world. And as you sell them there, you're going to get paid in those currencies, and then you're going to need to repatriate those, do something with that. But alternatively, you know, if you're playing in the oil markets and you want to buy oil, right now there's really only one currency you can do that in, and that's the U.S. dollar. And so that is what China, Russia, Brazil, the whole BRICS network has really been talking about. How do they de-dollarize so that you don't have to have dollars to conduct certain pieces of trade? China's been setting up bilateral trade agreements, say, with Australia. Hey, you know, you pay us in Australian dollars, and maybe we'll pay you back in renminbi. And so they have a bilateral currency swap arrangement. Those are cumbersome, where you have to arrange one at a time, you know, the terms and conditions of swapping currency for one piece of trade. Instead, what you want to have is if you have a reserve currency, it allows you to go ahead and conduct that trade with anybody who's also holding that reserve currency, because we all agree what it's worth and how we trade it and all of that. That's what's really been happening, is Russia and China in particular want to get away from the dominance of the United States dollar because it comes with too many conditions. You see what happened to Iran when Iran, you know, got on the bad side of United States policy, and the United States, through the Treasury Department, just cut Iran completely off from the world financial network. So they couldn't import properly, they couldn't export, they got frozen out. Now, how does the United States freeze somebody out? Well, if you own the SWIFT network and you own the world's reserve currency and you can threaten the world's banks by saying, if you do business with Iran, we will cut you off specifically, then all the banks sort of toe the line. Now, if the bank said, well, I could use the Chinese system or I could use yours and you're threatening me, maybe I'll just use this one instead. It's a really big deal because the United States has conducted a lot of foreign policy using the financial club as a means of getting what it wants out of a variety of participants out there. So this is a very, very large loss of power and control when this thing gets set up. My prediction is it's not going to get set up easily or as smoothly as many think. Every time a country has talked about de-dollarizing it, we had Iraq do it in 2000. Look what happened next. We have Iran did it in 2006-ish. Look what happened to them afterwards. There's been a long string of countries that have gotten into deep, deep hot water with the United States when they've talked about ending that financial stranglehold, even with just a little bit of competition, not saying ending the dollar, but saying, hey, we're going to have the dollar and something else. That alone has caused very serious responses from the United States in times past, and for good reason. There's a lot of power contained in the financial system when you can wield it as a weapon.
You know, Chris, I remember I was speaking back at a GATA conference in Washington, D.C. back in around 2005, I guess it was, and 2004, 2005, and that's when the Chinese raised the subject of another reserve currency. And I believe the discussions between mainland China were at that time primarily with France. And I realized at the time, because of a lot of experience that I've had doing business with Chinese folks, That was an event that you couldn't just, you know, sweep under the carpets. That's something that was probably going to happen. When you talk about the trouble that Iraq got into, and yes, I heard about that, and when you talk about the trouble that Iran got into, and I think you have to add Libya to that also, you know, those guys, I mean, in the total scheme of things, are kind of peanuts. Russia and China, if they go in that direction, and it would certainly appear at this moment in time that they are, those two countries, those two forces cannot be swept under the rug.
Absolutely not. It's a big deal. We're probably not going to be able to just strong arm them into submission. It was interesting that, you know, there's a competitor to the World Bank just got stood up. It's a Asian bank. It's got a variety of initial board members on there, including Russia. China obviously is at the center of the control on this. But what was interesting was watching the United States lobby extensively to make sure that other Western governments did not play along with this. Australia wanted to play because China is a very important trading partner. They could get out on the ground floor on a new World Bank-like entity. The United States leaned very heavy on them and did not allow Australia to go forward with that. But the UK did, and Obama was expressing his disappointment with that this morning. So what we're seeing is that they're
doing that. That was the 90s, folks. That you couldn't event sweep under the car. So it was probably that's something that when you're going to happen about the trouble that when you talk about into and that Iraq got that. And when you talk, yes, I heard about people that talk about the trouble that into and Iran got bit of that. All you have to add little. Also, in the total, those guys are kind of peanuts. Scheme of things are Russia and China, rush that direction. If they go in the pier at this moment, it would certainly, if they are, moment in time, that those two forces, countries, those swept under the rug, cannot be swept.
Absolutely not. That deal, it's a big, probably not going to be able to, we're prodding them into just strong arm. It was a submission. Interesting that, there's a bank just got competitor to the world. It's a stood up bank. It's got an Asian variety of Iraq members on there. Initial board, China, obviously, including Russia, of the control on this is at the center. What was interesting was, but the United States was watching the extensive lobby exit other Western to make sure that not play along. Governments did Australia along with this. China is very important to play because they can important trading partner on floor and then get out on the ground. New World Bank, the United entity, very heavy. United States leans and on them. Australia to go forward did not allow us. The UK did board with that, but Obama was did and disappointment expressing his this morning with that. What we're seeing is
doing
is that the
Chinese folks that was an event that you couldn't just sweep under the carpets. That's something that was probably going to happen. When you talk about the trouble that Iraq got into, and yes, I heard about that. And when you talk about the trouble that Iran got into, and I think you have to add Libya to that also. Those guys, in the total scheme of things, are kind of peanuts. Russia and China, if they go in that direction, and it would certainly appear at this moment in time that they are, those two countries, those two forces cannot be swept under the rug.
Absolutely not. It's a big deal. We're probably not going to be able to just strong-arm them into submission. It was interesting that there's a competitor to the World Bank just got stood up. It's a Asian bank. It's got a variety of initial board members on there, including Russia. China obviously is at the center of the control on this. But what was interesting was watching the United States lobby extensively to make sure that other Western governments did not play along with this. Australia wanted to play because China is a very important trading partner. They could get out on the ground floor on a new World Bank like entity. The United States leaned very heavy on them and did not allow Australia to go forward with that. But the UK did, and Obama was expressing his disappointment with that this morning. So what we're seeing is that they're
doing that. That was the 90s, folks, that you couldn't event sweep under the cars. It was probably that's something that when you're really going to happen about the trouble that when you talk about into and that Iraq got that. And when you talk, yes, I heard about people that talk about the trouble into and Iran got bit of that. All you have to add little. Also, in the total, those guys are kind of peanuts. Scheme of things are China and China, rush that direction. If they go in the pier at this moment, it would certainly, if they are, moment in time that those two.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.